Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberti. As I was sitting without power, internet, landline, phone service, and running low on propane due to the recent storms, I received one of many Nevada County Code Red emergency messages. My wife did too, as we were both signed up for the free alert service. We also got a text of each similar message, and actually the service called me twice within 5 minutes repeating the same message, listening intently. In the first few days of this record and debilitating snowfall, our family had real needs that needed to be addressed. When could I get more propane? What condition was my street and the rest of the roads in the county in? When was my power going to be restored? And my internet, and what was open as to stores where one could get supplies? And where are the shelters in case I have to leave my home for whatever reason? Unfortunately, the code red told me nothing I really needed to know that I didn't already know or couldn't figure out on my own. What it did tell me was that more snow was coming. I knew that from my weather app. To dial 911 in case of emergency, to stay inside, keep warm, fuel up my generator, if one had one, and stock up on supplies. Something along those lines. It had some other miscellaneous information, but none of the real concerns were addressed, like food, water, shelter, fuel, access, or assistance. I wondered how many taxpayer dollars were going into the alert system and if many other people found it kind of useless like I did. I mean, what if you were elderly and stranded without heat or low propane levels? Who was going to help with that and when? A week into this and I still don't have a clue as to when I can get propane. So do many others in the county. For such a critical need in a rural county like ours, it's a wonder no one has addressed this with some sort of urgency, let alone provide no information at all. What if one needed to know what highways were cleared? You can call 1-800-427-ROADS for that, but I didn't find that on the code red alert. And how were we going to get food? How about getting the driveway plowed so we could be more self-sufficient? What if I couldn't get out or someone needed to get to me? In my house, my wife and I are able to tackle these hurdles, but for many, these things may be insurmountable due to health, age, or lack of help. After getting repeated code red messages and phone calls over the next few days, the ongoing lack of real information got me thinking about other parts of the country and their inhabitants that also experienced brutal storms. My good sense told me many probably had similar problems, and many likely faced life-threatening or at least frightening days and nights weathering out the deluges of rain, wind, snow, and ice that befell many parts of the country this week. That line of thinking got me back to the problems in the economy, such as supply line issues, labor shortages, rising prices, and the rising possibility of the dreaded stagflation, which is inflation coupled with an economic pullback. Surely, with much of the nation in another lockdown, albeit weather-related and only temporary, it can't help a country that is trying to restart after COVID and which faces ongoing economic stress related to that event. With COVID savings running out, supply lines slow to unclog, companies laying off thousands while other companies face the obvious contradiction of trying to find workers, China sword rattling and an aggressive Soviet thug waging a war on its neighbor, to now be hit with record-setting weather events just seems universally cruel. In conclusion, in times like these, we need programs such as Code Red and other centrally planned assistance mechanisms to function effectively. We need to be able to navigate the challenges we currently face as a nation and a planet with expediency and a problem-solving mindset. We need to have the fiscal, monetary, and government authorities really put their heads together and come up with real solutions, not just feel good, look like we're doing something facades. Not throwing a rock at Code Red or government in general, mind you, but I would still like to know when I can get some propane. That's it for today's Money Matters. The views expressed are my opinions only and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or underwriters, nor is meant as investment advice. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. I hold a Bachelor of Arts in Economics with honors in 1979 and California Insurance License OL34249. My name is Mark Cunaberti.